Good morning. We're discussing the halachos of Binyan Sukkah, and we're continuing our discussion of canvas wall sukkahs. So the Chazon Ish says, we know that in areas of halacha, something which is within the range of three tefachim is considered as if it's still connected. That's why the concept of love, it allows us to give us a gap of less than three tefachim and say it's not a problem. So he suggests that similarly over here, if the walls move minimally, but the movement of the walls is less than three tefachim to and fro, so the walls of the sukkah will still be kosher. In other words, if I would draw a line from the schach, a plumb bob line from the schach down to the ground, so I need my walls to be able to connect to my schach. They have to represent the area underneath the schach and protect that area. So if my walls will move three tefachim away from that, either moving inwards or outwards, so when the wind blows and the walls curve inward more than three tefachim, so it comes out that where the schach is down to the ground, there's no walls because the walls have moved more than three tefachim away. Lovin is three tefachim or less than three tefachim. Three tefachim already is a problem. So if my walls will move, and again, we're dealing with the question of the Raisa level, so we have to be machmer. So if the walls will move 9 inches inwards, so that's like they're not there anymore. They've moved away from the area that they have to be, more than the area which the amount which is acceptable. It's considered as if it's basically in the same place. So if that's the type of walls that we have, the halacha is the sukkah would not be kosher. Now, what about, the Shulchan Aruch continues, says if you tied it tightly, that shouldn't happen. So there's a din d'rabbanan that he says that you should not rely on tying them tightly, because we're afraid that maybe they will become untied, or the straps that hold in place will snap, and without a person realizing it. And meanwhile, he's sitting in a sukkah, which is not kosher, because the walls did move, or can move, even if they didn't move, but they can move, an amount which is too much to be acceptable. And here the person is sitting in the sukkah without being aware of the fact that he's sitting in a sukkah which is no longer kosher because the walls can move. There's some poskim which suggest nowadays maybe the kashash that they might be misnatik is less of a kashash nowadays, but this is a din which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and the way the Mishmar explains it, there's this kashash of shema misnatik, maybe it's going to detach. Now the halacha is once the sukkah is built, the sukkah is still kosher. Thus a person should not lechatchila go and build a sukkah in such a way that could happen. But once a person, the sukkah is kosher. But the Mishavura suggests another eitzah to solve this problem is to rely on the concept of lavud. So besides my walls, which we have this concern of me being misnatek, I'm going to run strings around the outside of the wall and create a lavud concept, which we discussed before. I will run my first string less than 9 inches off the ground, my second string within 9 inches of that, and by having five strings from the ground until the top string, each one less than 9 inches from the next, so I'm going to have a sukkah which is going to be kosher through this idea of love. Now the question which you need to explain is, we said you're not supposed to make a sukkah ayirei love. So the Sharet Zion explains that since over here we do have walls, we only have a chashash that they might be misnatek, so then to rely on the idea of love with mesorim is acceptable. So it comes out that this eitzah of mesorim only works when the walls are tight. But if the walls actually are loose, and halachically they are not valid, relying on mesorim, we're back to the same problem which we had the chachila. We do not make a sukkah ayirei lavud. So if a person wants to use a canvas sukkah, his solution is to make the sukkah as tight as possible. And so therefore it is going to be kosher. But we're afraid it might be misnatek. We're going to address that problem by putting these strings. This all being said, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah, who says that you can't have even have minimal movement. It's a level in shear of the strength of the walls, that they have to be, that they do not sustain minimal movement in a Ruach Matzuyah. Ramosha and Achuba suggest that maybe that's not considered Dira. The Torah says that you have to be Teshu Kentaduru, you have to dwell in the Sukkah in a normal fashion, as if you would dwell in a house, and a person would not dwell in a house where the walls of the house are going to be moving in a Ruach Matzuyah. And therefore, this is not the Dira of the Torah. So, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal, Paschal Alach Lamaisa, and Rav Moshe seems to express this as well. He was once asked about the prevalence of canvas sukkahs, and he was not happy with it. He said that it's something which really is not such a good idea because of this concern. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, it's kosher. Minoraisa, it's going to be kosher. The Eitzah of Love of Minoraisa works. So a person is not dealing with an Issa deraisa, with the problem of a bitl mitzase deraisa. Minoraisa, the sukkah is kosher when you have the extra strings. If you don't have them, you're dealing with a suffix on the deraisa. According to Mishavur, it's not kosher. According to Chazon Ish, it is. So a person who does have canvas sukkahs, so very, very strongly suggested he should use the Eitzah of Mesorim, of the strings, and mirabonim, we do not allow that alone unless you have that in conjunction with the fact that you made the walls as tight as possible. Okay, so that is the suggestion of how to deal with canvas wall sukkahs. Bez Hashem, we will talk about in upcoming shurim other halachas. Have a good day.